and on those madcap days, I see how they could be better. They can be productive times, joyous times, times for habits that help one grow into a better person. Indeed, learning to use mornings well is, in our distracted world, what separates achievement from madness. Before the rest of the world is eating breakfast, the most successful people have already scored daily victories that are advancing them toward the lives they want. At least that's my conclusion from studying time logs and profiles in which high-achieving people talk about their schedules. Perusing the Wall Street Journal over coffee the other morning, I learned that while I was still sleeping, the Reverend Al Sharpton had already done a workout. He has a gym in his Upper West Side apartment building where he's usually the only one working out when he arrives around 6 a.m., the paper noted. He warms up for 10 minutes on a stationary bike and jogs 30 minutes on a treadmill. Then it's on to the stability ball and crunches. On days he can't get in his morning workout, he uses the gym at NBC Studios. He travels to 2 to 3 cities per week and says he makes his staff call ahead to ensure the hotel has a gym. Exercising in the wee hours, he never worries about what he looks like.